Hey everybody, Steve here at the Illinois Recording Studio. We're going to do another one of what I call Steve's Sessions. Haven't done one in a while. This should be, I think, number three. And we're going to talk a little bit about finger control, because I've had some people ask me about that, so I thought we'd talk about that. And one of the interesting things is I'm going to use it with this snare drum. This is an odd snare drum. It's kind of a cool piece, an unusual piece. It's a DW drum, and this one happened to belong to Joe Morello, who was a friend of mine, and I was glad to have been able to make Joe's acquaintance. And it's an interesting piece because it's a wood drum, DW wood drum. It's got these two vent handles on it here, and it looks really weird and odd, strange animal. But by moving these, you can open or close and allow more or less air to come out of the drum. It's kind of an interesting concept. And I hadn't really spent any time with this drum. I always thought it was kind of a weird animal, and I wanted to try to check it out. And it's wonderfully good. I really, really love the drum, actually. I hadn't played it in a long time, and I wish I had played it sooner. So what we'll do is use this as an example, and we'll talk a little bit about finger control. Some people have asked me to show them what I do, and I will attempt to explain that best I can. And I am not the best person in the world at this stuff, but I'll share what I know, and if you find it useful, that'll be great. So one of the things that's important about utilizing finger control, first and foremost, starts with tuning the drum. You have to be able to have the drum tuned in such a way, in my personal opinion, that that top head is going to provide significant rebound, enough rebound, sufficient rebound, let's say. And the way I tune all of my drums, I tune the batter head tighter than the resonant head. And it's usually maybe about 25% tighter. But no drum dials, none of that stuff. You just tune by ear and by feel, and you learn what to do. But generally speaking, my top head's going to be tighter than the bottom, and with that head being a little tighter, you're going to get better rebound. One of the things, and I'll do it with the snares off for a minute, but one of the things that I decided to try to do many, many years ago, my left hand wasn't the way I wanted it to be, was to just figure out how I could make it better. And I looked at different techniques, and there are a bunch of different techniques out there, molar, various other things, and I just kind of put things together myself to find a way for it to work. So for my left hand, and I only use traditional grip. I don't play matched grip. I can, but I can't play it very well with my left hand. My left hand works best with traditional grip, so that's where the focus will be today. What I used to do, what I always do, is for me, I want to take the best advantage of the rebound on the head. So, you know, the head's going to rebound. You want to let the head do a lot of the work for you. So when I think about this, and I thought about it a little further, there are ways you could work to control that rebound a little bit. So, you know, I would look at it and say, if you can see my hand here, for those of you that may be listening to this on an audio podcast, you won't be able to visualize it, and I apologize for that. But you can check it out at Steve Maxwell Drums, our YouTube channel, if you'd like to see it there. So what you can do, I use this, and the stick to me, between my thumb and forefinger is the fulcrum, and I like a stick that's back-weighted. For finger control, back-weighted means that you're going to get more bounce off the head. Right. Think of it like a seesaw, in a way. Now, if you play with a stick that's front-weighted, heavier in front, then that's going to pull the stick down into the head, and it's not going to give you the rebound. So for me, I use a back-weighted stick, number one. The head's going to be sufficient enough to give me good rebound. Number two, I use a back-weighted stick for some fulcrum here. And then I use the head for the rebound. But then you say, well, how do you get to a point where you can control the rebound a little better? So what I did was I started working on a technique where, again, this finger is over the stick for control. This finger is under the stick. So you've got those two fingers working, basically. You can move the middle finger over too. But for right now, for this purpose, that's what you've got. You've got the stick working between those two fingers, which also means it controls the distance that the stick travels. If you don't have this here, then the stick's going to travel out and you won't be able to control it. And what I tried to do then was to say, if I take one stroke and I think about flipping my stick up, not with my hand, but with that fourth finger, like that, to control it. I'm exaggerating a little bit. You can see it better from that angle. And then I would try it with two strokes. And then three. And four. 5. It gets a little tough around 5, right? But 3. 4. Works. So that was one part of it. So it, when you're playing, it doesn't travel very far, and you're controlling it with your forefinger and your fourth finger, forefinger and fourth finger. So you've got some control there. So then there's another element of it that has to do with the way you move your arm. And for some things, I will do it this way. And to move your arm that way, first of all, it keeps a motion going that makes it easier for you to play your singles better and control them. But it also allows you to use the rebound better. When I was a kid, there was a paddle thing with a little rubber ball and an elastic band on it. And you used to sit there and hit it, and you could just tap it, tap like this, and the rebound from the surface that the ball hit against the paddle would require very little motion to make that ball move back and forth. I think of the same thing here. So, it's sort of the same thing. In this case, you've got that third finger. Helping you control the stick. Now, you know, I'm not the greatest guy in the world at this stuff, but this is a basic technique that can help you if you want to develop some finger control. So when we have singles will be like this. It'll ease it up for you. It'll make it easier for you to do that, and you won't get as tight. You don't want to get tight. You want to have your arms keep moving. So let's put some snares on and give you a sense for how we can use the dynamics, how we can use dynamics with finger control as well. Finger control is great for executing a lot of things at lower volumes. People will say, well, you can't get a lot of volume out of finger control. Well, no, that's true, because you can only do so much there. But there are other tools you can have if you need larger more volume in other situations. You can have a different stroke. You can have larger strokes like this. There are different ways to approach it, but for delicate and delicate passages, finger control is great. So just some ideas. And you get a sense for my hand doesn't move very far from the drum, and the stick doesn't really move very far from the head in many cases. So just a few things here. You can get a pretty good amount of volume there if you work on it, but that'll just give you a sense for some of the little techniques that work for me. Again, you know, keep that stick. The stick's not very far off the head here. So hopefully that'll give you some ideas to work with. Again, keep in mind, tuning is important. Get that rebound off the head. The fulcrum, a back-weighted stick, is very, very helpful there. The control between your forefinger and your fourth finger to keep the stick from moving too far. And then the concept of moving your hand over and using that rebound, what I call the paddle effect, using that rebound for that hand. And you can move it back and forth. It takes time to get through all this. It took me a long time to get to the point I'm at, and I still got a long ways to go. So anyway, hopefully some of this is helpful, and I hope you enjoyed this drum because I think it's a cool one. I'm going to play a little more and then sign out for this session. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.